For about 9 months of the year, our home is a little island surrounded by open fields. Our old farmhouse sits nicely in the middle of 2 acres, just outside the city limits. Living in the country provides us with the kind of space we want to raise our family. The fields around us are leased to a local farmer. He rotates his crops each year. On years like this one, when he plants corn, our little acreage is transformed. Throughout the early summer, the horizon slowly sinks around us as the corn stalks grow, and then early in August, we are suddenly cast adrift. It's magic. It's like the mists of Avalon. The corn stalks seem to reach up and swallow us. I didn't realize how hidden our home was until I was giving someone directions to our place. At this time of year, the only landmark visible is the loft of our garage. It kind of floats above the corn like some alien apparition. Our dog loves the cornfield. If we're outside for more than a few minutes, she'll lope off in the direction of the corn. The only way we know she's there is we can see the corn tassels zigzagging as she pokes along. When we call her name, there's always that moment of panic that she won't be able to find her way out, and then she comes bounding out with her tail wagging and her tongue lolling to one side, explorer dog returning from the depths of the jungle. Our son Peter loves the cornfield, too. He gets dressed up in his space alien garb and goes exploring with his friends. For them, the cornfield is some distant green planet where they can play out the eternal battle between good and evil. Once in a while, they'll lose their sense of direction for a moment, and their playground will truly become an alien world. But then Peter whips out his compass, and the space warriors return safely to home base. My family aren't the only visitors to the cornfield. A few years ago, late in the season, our family took a walk. We found a circle of corn that had been flattened. Our space explorer Peter immediately assumed that the area had been the site of an alien landing, until my husband noticed hoofprints. The cornfields had provided a tiny sanctuary for a family of deer, as eager as we are to escape civilization. It won't be long before the corn is harvested and our tiny island will reemerge from the leafy sea that surrounds us. Once again, we'll just be a farmhouse in the middle of the field, located dangerously close to a city. But for now, our home is the Temple of Poseidon, and we are merpeople floating in an ocean of green.